Good morning, this is Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. We're going to be starting our daily learning today at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Orach Chaim, Simen Aleph, Sif Aleph. We're going to be starting with our Omid today with the following. Yiskaber ka'ari la'avoid la'amoid b'avor. A person should arise like a lion to stand in the morning, la'avoid asbara, to serve his creator, shehum oras ha'shachar, that you should be able to awaken the dawn rather than being awoken by it. Hagor, the Ramo adds in, that nonetheless, I'll call upon him at the very least, you shouldn't miss the time that the tefillah, that the tzibur is, the community is praying. Now, this is interesting, because as the Mishnah Berurah points out on this point, is that the Ramah is not telling us not to miss zman tefillah, which is around 10:30 in the morning usually. We're talking about not missing the time that the community is actually davening. So if you're in a city where the minyan is at 6:30, what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us is at the very least don't miss the 6:30 minyan, daven b'tzibur. On this point, the Mishnah Berurah adds the following. Why is it important to wake up now? Because this is why you were created. Everything that I've created is for my honor. And it's a continuation of the pasuk that Hashem created, fashioned, and brought about everything for His honor. You're going to say, you know what, in the winter it's too cold to wake up. But in the summer when you have shorter nights and you don't have enough sleep, you're going to think, I need to sleep longer. Don't listen to that yeser. If you had a meeting with the king, you'd be very careful. I know I remember this when I had meetings with APAC or NORPAC with the various congress people, even if the meeting was much later on in the day, even if it was at 3 o'clock in the day, but one had to catch a bus, that's a certain day one doesn't miss one's alarm. This is perhaps the way we're supposed to live our lives, knowing that every morning we have the meeting with the Melech Malchem Lochem. This is how the Shulchan Aruch starts out. So the Shulchan Aruch starts out with a very practical aspect of one's day, and that is getting up. However, this isn't just simply a practical issue. This seems to be something which is more religiously focused, as we're going to see in just a moment. There's a second Haggadah. The Ramah continues to say the following. Shivisi Hashem Negli Tomidas. I see or I envision Hashem in front of me always, which, by the way, is actually a quote from the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, this particular section. This is the way that tzaddikim walk in front of God. That you don't act the same way when you're around your house and when you're around a king. You simply don't speak and act the same way you would be in front of a king. Therefore, kol shekein kashiyasim ha'adam el libo shamelach agor la'kadosh baruch hu, Hashem meloi chol ha'aretz kavodei. Oy meid olav ha'roi b'masav k'moy shenemar, im yisosir ish b'mistorim v'anir lo erenu v'anum Hashem. So therefore, person should think, wait a second, there's no place in the world that I'm hidden from Hashem's eyes. As the pasuk says, does Hashem not see everybody, everything which is even hidden? Therefore, miyad, from this realization, you should immediately realize, yagia elov ha'yirot, there should be a certain fear which arise, v'achno, there should be a constant sense of fear and embarrassment for doing the wrong thing. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, towards the end of the conclusion of this Ramah. Happens to be that this general format that the Ramah is laying out for us will actually be, in fact, a guiding principle in the next coming Seif, and flowing over into the next Seif. That being as Hashem is a constant and constantly aware and constantly present, therefore it's going to affect the way we act, even in private. And that's really what the sort of guiding principle of the first section of this of Shulchan Aruch is. Says the we're going to Sif Cotton Bays in the Mishnah Berurah. Hashachar, you should arouse the dawn. The Shloh Kosta Soid Lachaber Yom Valayla B'Toyra V'Tzvila Hein B'Boike Hein B'Erev. So the Shloh HaKadosh Shnei Luchas HaBris says that one should try to join day and night with learning of Torah, which is interesting. You know, in many shuls, there's a little bit of learning between Mincha and Maariv at getting towards Shkia. If it goes a little bit over, you know, in a certain sense, this is where there's a fusing of night and day is through the prism of Torah, which is actually a very beautiful thing. Umiyad says the Ramah, Kashi Yisoyer Mishnasav and Yitol Yodov Avshinishamushkav. So a person should try to the best of their ability to be able to wash their hands when still lying down, doing tilas yodayim while still lying down. This is a very interesting issue. You certainly should not walk the span of 4 amos, 4 cubits, without washing hands. A person should be very careful with this. The Zohar is very strict about this, because a person leaves the Ruach Tumah on him by not washing, or him or her, by not washing their hands. A person should certainly not transgress something else in order to achieve this. For example, so let's say you need the toilet very badly and you wake up. You shouldn't be holding it in order to get the tilas yodayim. Let's say you see somebody else has set aside in tilas yodayim water, and you just go and use it without any formulated plan of being able to return those waters. In such a case, That your need of it does not justify transgressions. Fine. Now it's interesting. The Zohar actually, as quoted inside, actually says that what a person is actually chayiv misa. So the Zohar is quoted saying not all posts can have that extent girsa in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's a very severe thing, which is why it's taken to such a great message. It's found in the Shari Tshuva, quoted in the Shari Tshuva, in the Bach, in the Zohar, the Bach, and a number of other poskim, are mefakpek, and just question, you know, the extreme nature of what this Zohar is saying. Let's continue in the Halacha section of this. The Mishnah Berurah continues, Im Eirash Rishamayim Rochekim Ve'enol Emishi Yikavim Elov. Let's say the water is far, and there's no way to get to the water. Some people would do it that they would walk a few paces, stop. So they would never walk in one long motion for abos. It says the Shavuot, that doesn't make sense. The point is to get to it as soon as possible. So run, get there as soon as possible. Don't leave the ruach tum on your hands. There are those who suggest that the entire house is considered like Dalet Amos, meaning that one does not have to have it right next to their bed, but one can walk to the bathroom. And by the way, the post is going to point out that this doesn't mean the entire house. It doesn't mean to say that you can now go down to the drawing room and then to the billiard room and then the kitchen. What it means to say is that between your bathroom and your room is Dalet Amos. One should not rely on this at a needy time. Interestingly enough, on this point, I spoke to a number of poskim on this particular issue, because in certain communities this is very prevalent for people to have their own little tilas yodayim cups and bowls that they put underneath the bed and they use immediately when they get up. But a lot of people don't. That could be because of ignorance of this halacha. But I've heard a number of people say that the part of the concern that the Gemara is talking about, the Zohar is talking about in this case over here, is the issue of Ruach Ra. And of course, this is talking about the time of Bizman Shiyash Zugos, when there were these demons or these spiritual beings which could be damaging. And there's much less prevalence of those beings in today's time, which might be why there's less of an emphasis on this, certainly in the minhag of many people. Interesting point to keep in mind. Which may be why people rely on the Dalet Amos, the house being Dalet Amos, regardless. Nobody's skipping the Tilas Yodayim, but as regards to having it under their bed in a cup and a basin, not so many people will do that. The Mishnah Berurah continues to say, Im era kishemashkim b'alayla she'enle mayim little yodo shorosh pamim, karoi lahavi ruach atzuma, afo b'cheinu chalilu lo vatami divrei Torah mishum ze ad she'era yom. So let's say a person wakes up in the middle of the night, they want to learn Torah. Problem is, I don't have water at that point in time for Nitzilas Yodayim. So should they not learn Torah because they haven't done Nitzilas Yodayim? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Chas v'Shalom. Elo Yitol Yodav Yonaka Yodav B'chol Midin Yidimankei. Yivarech V'ilma Kedin Talma Talmud V'apayiskim. So you should wash with whatever you do have available. And, or use something which is Midin Yidimankei, which is any cleaning substance. We're going to discuss that when we get to Hilchos Nitzilas Yodayim. Rubbing it on wood, rubbing it on stones, other options in a B'dievet case where there's no water available. Fine, so what we've seen in this Mishnah Berurah is that, in fact, there are exceptions to when the Nitzilas Yodayim is is needed. So you can't in Tzedes HaDam at the expense of, let's say, somebody else's water. We've seen not if it's going to stop you from going to the bathroom as needed, or if it's going to prevent you from learning Torah in the middle of the night. These are the exceptions or the limitations that the Mishnah Berurah has employed over here. Moving on to Sifkot and Gimel, Shatzir and Mispalin, as the community are davening. Hainu, Av Apishula Yavor Zmanat Zvinu Mikol Mokob, Itzel Alim Eumat Zibur, Ayin Nekama Sifkot and Tess. The Zman Tvila that you should not be missing in the Ramah's case of the Al Koponim is the case of not missing Tvila but Zibur, meaning davening with the community. It's not talking about the Zman Tvila that should be an obvious point. In Sifkot and Dalet, Chatzadikim. So the Ramah had indicated to us that it is the way of the righteous to have the statement of Shvi Sashim and Negi Tamin in their ever present consciousness. He says Dahainu. This means Shia Sarba Nasha Tamid. Eich Shuhu Oimed Divnei Hashem Yisparach. Person should imagine that he is standing in front of Hashem. Kekodesh Baruch Hu Kol Ola Oretz Kvod Hashem fills the entire land. Because of Shema Arizal, she Yisair Shema Vaya Tamid Keneged Einov Benikud Yirah Kazeh. He gives, he writes out the word, the four-letter name of Hashem, Yud and the Hey, and then the Nevov and then the Hey, with the Nikud of Yirah. And if a person imagines that, meaning he envisions that word, that's what it means. Vezeo Soid Shivisi Hashem Nevi Tamid Vezeto Eres Godol in an Yirah. This helps a person in a lot of Yirah. For those who are interested, if one reads the book Jewish Meditation by Rabbi Arya Kaplan, he goes into actually the depths of what this halacha means in a practical sense. Very fascinating discussion historically as well. What's going on over here and how to achieve such a thing. V'yesh shayu regilin machmazel asos menoras shel klaf mitzuyram laniyah pesidurim v'kosin v'ahim shvisa shel negdi tamid ben arbi oziyo and the name of Hashem ben arbi oziyo so shari shemus menorah kazeh ha'isla nikres b'shem shvisi. So people would have these little menorahs. We've seen them in the front of our Siddurim. Certainly in a lot of the Sephardi Siddurim, they have these little menorahs with the Yud Kei Vav Kei name of Hashem in it. Person just looks at this and is therefore terrified not to speak during davening. Halavad was so simple these days. This is the Shari Tshuva, as in the Shari Tshuva found on the Shulchan Aruch, collecting the Tshuvas of Achronim, not the Shari Tshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah. He says the Lezor Chalav Al Taminak. He says one should certainly not be doing this anymore. Why? Kalp Rov Einan Nishmar Mishamrim Esaklav Koroi Uvatash Tapech Beroisa Beresh Kuchutzais. It's going to end up being, you know, just, you know, put on the end of the table, then pushed on the floor, and then walked on, and that's the name of Hashem, the explicit name of Hashem. Vagam kamen pa'amim ba'ali day mechikas Hashem. You know, it could be wrapped out, because, you know, if it's being stamped on or pushed around or rubbed out, it's not a good idea to do it all. However, the disclaimer is, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'nirid v'naras ha'gadolah somit suyoras ala klath, shekoi v'mevayis ha'gneses lifnei ha'amud tachas tabla shel zechuchis, she'ein shaya bozeh ha'tam anir le'el, le'islam ba, says the Mishnah Berurah, that when you have those big, in front of the Amuds, you know, we're familiar with where you have a menorah where it's right behind the glass, and it's a huge one that the Baal Tefillah looks at. No problem, right? I can't show it, because in that case, you're not going to it doesn't have the same problem of those little the pieces of paper. V'akoyven ba'amud shule b'loy tavlo, yesh limchos b'yolom kial zideze, aneiroes shekoyven ba'amud ba'barova itim de mechikas Hashem yisluchas Hashem. And if inscriptions are written on the wall of the shul, it's a problem, because it's going to come to Mechikas Hashem through this. Fine. So says the Mishnah Berurah Vayta. Actually, this is going on the next section of the Ramah. The very last line of the Ramah in Sif Aleph over here is the following. Now we've just seen how the ever-present sense of God needs to be in your consciousness. So the flip side of that is, and therefore the ever-present sense of people should not be in your consciousness, says, it should not be of a concern as much to you, says the Ramah. Don't be embarrassed in front of people who are malig on you, who scorn you when you're doing the right thing. When a person is going to sleep or waking up, that person should know who they're sleeping in front of. A person should really get up with alacrity, because it's not as if you're going to make an appearance at 9 o'clock in front of God. You're already in front of God at this point in time in your life. Mishabura has three comments on this, four comments actually. Sifkot and Hay. You may be near Adam. Don't worry about other people who are scorning you. Don't get into fights with people, because Azus, which means brazenness, is not a good mitzvah. It's interesting because in that actual statement, they're being strong like a lion, actually there is have az kanamiri. One person does need to be as brazen, but obviously there must be a spectrum of brazenness, and the Mishnah is saying that don't be in other people's faces, it says. He's saying, even in Avodas Hashem, ki yikne kinyan v'nashor liyos az afilu shalem b'makam Avodas yis barach v'ayim b'ver alocha. He says, you know what, don't do that, because if you become a brazen, in-your-face kind of person, you take that home even when it's not about God. I mean, even if it's not about God's principles, you're going to end up being that kind of person who pushes in the line and is in people's faces, and that's not a very positive thing to take home. The Be'er Halacha, as is referenced over here, makes the point that in this particular case, that you should sort of back down and not get into the fray, even though you shouldn't be embarrassed about what you do, is only referring to when it comes to regular mitzvahs. But if a person is actually now attacking the pride and the status of the Torah, a person should jump in and defend at all costs the respect of the Torah. Continuing to conclude today, we're going to go on to Vav Zayin Ches in the Mishnah Berurah. This is a longer sif than usual. Hamaligin Olav, v'chein imahoya adam beinoni oimed b'makam gedolim, v'yizbayish mehem lilmoy la'asas ha-mitzvah. If you're in the presence of great people, you should not stop doing it because you're in their presence. You should still do it. It's better to do it not in their presence, because you don't want to be doing it to show off. If you are among a crowd of average folks, then you should certainly do it in their presence, because it will help them. Because you're going to be an act as a role model to them. When doing this, it should be for the sake of Shamayim, for the sake of heaven, not for your own sake. Mishnah Berurah Zayin. This is referring to that when a person is doing when a person gets up, he should do it in Ritzan Atzneach. Ritzalim Apeshashu Beveisloi Batzneach. Gam Kain Yeh Lechtoi Im Hashem Eloi Kav Ukomoshim Messiah Boholech. A person should be lying down and sleeping in a very humble manner. It's not as if you get a off time from Hashem. You're always in the presence of God, therefore you should always have this humble sense about you. Ches Rezrizos, where a person should wake up with alacrity. Labdafka doesn't mean to say that you should be really jumping out of bed the moment your alarm came, landing on your 2 feet the moment the alarm starts. It's not really a healthy thing, says the Mishnah Berurah. Quoting Gemara in Gittin, to be jumping straight from sleep into immediate awakened state. But rather, the idea is not to put on the snooze 13 times. This continues in Mishnah Berurah. Tov lo imar tekef b'kumah moide ani lefonecha melech chayav kayom shechazar tabi nishmasi b'chemla. Rabba emun asecha. The comment is before Rabba emun asecha, a person should be thanking God. Mishnah Berurah concludes. Vatevas b'chemla yibah ayas nachta. It's a gap there after the chemla. Rabba emun asecha. But he has said in the last two words, Rabba emun asecha, are contiguous. Who mean I cost of chadoshim nebakarim, because it's based on a pasuk shakolish baruch hu mekayim emun asalach zirin shamas afim ufkar. But boy, kedar Hashem fulfills his kindness by his faithfulness by giving returning the neshamas every morning. There's no requirement for nitzilas yodayim before saying moadei ani, so the first thing a person should do is to sit up and say moadei ani and then go wash nitzilas yodayim. You're not mentioning Hashem expressly, you're saying moadei ani lofon mecha. In front of you, it's a pronoun, not a proper noun. Really, when it comes to learning, a person should wash their hands, and Blavachi also quite a Birkas HaTorah, and anyway, you can't do it before doing the Birkas HaTorah. And he references what we just learned at the beginning, at the end of Sifkot, and that is that if this is going to prevent you from learning, you can certainly do learning with Netzilas Yodayim if need be, if that is the situation. So what we covered today was a number of very interesting points. We talked about getting up in the morning, the strength of getting up in the morning, and the manner in which one gets up in the morning, and certainly at least not missing Tefillah Im HaTzibur. We talked about the notion of joining night and day with with learning of Torah, we talked about the notion of Netzilas Yadayim and the importance of having it as close to the bed as possible, and perhaps why it's less prevalent today. We talked about the notion of Yishuvos Hashem Negdi Tamid, and how some people try to use little pages to remind themselves of this, and the danger of that, because if they're not inserted in the Siddurim like we have today, they can get destroyed or thrown around. And we also discussed how the person should be able to stand up for the values they believe in doing what they're doing without being embarrassed by other people. And we concluded with the notion of how one awakes in the morning in a sense with alacrity and saying Moedei Ani, which can even precede Netzilas Yadayim. Looking forward to tomorrow, carrying on with Siman Beis. From now on, they'll be a little shorter. This first sif was, in fact, a full 2 amudim. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.